The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The controversy surrounding Irish rap group Kneecap continues to roll on as the Metropolitan Police's counter-terror officers are investigating online videos of the band. These are videos that surfaced on social media showing the band calling for the death of British MPs and shouting "Up Hamas, Up Hezbollah." The investigation comes as a number of musicians, including Massive Attack and Christy Moore, have been defending the Belfast rappers and signing an open letter of support. For more, I'm joined in studio by Kneecap's manager, Daniel Lambert. Daniel, one of the things that you and the band more broadly have been saying is that these videos and these statements have been taken out of context. What is the context? If we take the first one of the only good Tory is a dead Tory and murder your MP or kill your MP, what's the context that changes that?
I suppose important to point out a few things. I'm happy to have the opportunity to speak with you today, and it'll be a slightly longer interview than I've done. And thanks for having me in. On the band's website, and the website hasn't changed, it's been the same for quite a long time, it describes Kneecap as a band with socially conscious lyrics that mix the satirical with reality and absurdity. And I suppose that can be seen in everything Kneecap have done, from the very fact that they choose to use stage names, the very fact that they call themselves kind of, you know, quite silly stage names, and that DJ Provy, Mokara, and they're done in that they're playing a role and playing a character. And I'm glad you've brought that one up first. There are so, so many examples, and I can give you some of them. And so some of the more absurd ones, you know, Bob Marley didn't shoot the sheriff. John Lennon didn't think he was a walrus. Freddie Mercury didn't kill a man. But much more importantly than that, there are some quite specific ones. Last year, it was reported that Frank Hester, who was the largest donator to the Conservative Party, he said, and reported by The Guardian, and I'll quote it, that MP Diane Abbott, speaking about an MP, looking at Abbott would make you want to hate all black women, and she should be shot.
Daniel, with all due respect, would you mind answering the question? What's the context for that statement? The only good Tory is a dead Tory. Kill your local MP.
Okay, we have Frank Hester, who called for the shooting of an MP, and Kemi Badenoch's response to that.
Can you just explain the context of the statement that your band made?
I need to give you a reference point.
No, you don't. You need to, if you would, explain the context of that statement.
The context of the statement is that it was taken entirely out of a performance by three characters. Before that, the bits that cut, they spoke about a Tory government and an absolute lack of supports for the north of Ireland and a mental health crisis. To take those words and print them as they're said, do you know that there was a guy last year, Finn Taylor, and he said, and if you took this quote, he said that what you should do next year is bomb Glastonbury. If you print that as a headline out of context from what the guy was saying, he's a comedian, it appears like he's appealing for mass murder. This is an absolutely manufactured level of outrage.
So they said that there was a mental health crisis in Northern Ireland, and as a function of that, said the statement, the only good Tory is a dead Tory,
comment from the audience shouted up, F the Tories, in the broader clip. It was entirely taken out of context. And look, hundreds of thousands of people have been to see Kneecap gigs. There is no mood of hatred. There is nobody asking for anybody to be killed at a Kneecap gig. I can give you loads more examples.
I'm still trying to understand how that statement is justifiable by the context.
If you don't try and shut me down on this, John McDonnell MP, right? He said of the employment minister, and these are MPs in England, he said, why are we sacking her? Why aren't we lynching her?
This is a list of other people who may or may not have said reprehensible things. I'm just asking you about your own statement about context.
Yeah, and I've said
what is it that makes the sentiment, the only good Tory is a dead Tory, kill your local MP, how does it become acceptable by prefacing it by a statement about mental health in our line? That's all I'm seeking to find out.
They use stage names during a performance in front of thousands of people. The examples I've given you were said by actual MPs about other MPs. It's not a performance. How could you equate this to be greater than these examples?
I didn't. I'm asking how the context negates the sentiment.
The context is that they're a performing rap group. I'll tell you something about Kneecap that hasn't been brought up, and I'm sure that the people who've scraped the videos, you said the videos surfaced. They were gone after specifically. Everything was gone through, and the band have hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of footage. Something that's said regularly by the band, and it hasn't been reported on, is they say in the context of the housing crisis, you should take your local landlord, put them in a bin and throw them in a river. Now, is that appealing for landlords to be killed? It's part of the context of a performance, and it's been taken entirely out of context, and people know that.
But sorry, the bit again that I'm not quite getting here is you're saying it is out of context. That means that the thing that makes it permissible or that makes it acceptable is the context.
The context.
What's the context that changes the sentiment expressed?
It's the context of a performance.
Why then did you apologise for it? Or did the band apologise?
The band apologised because a family came out and said that they were hurt. And if a family says they were hurt and there are people that felt hurt, then I think it's right to apologise to somebody. And
but do you believe the statement was wrong?
The statement was taken out of context. Whether it was right or wrong, there's lyrics of multiple songs that talk about, like, there's far worse lyrics. Paul Heaton has a lyric that talks about killing people with an AK-47. I think it's the Queen. Nobody goes and asks these people to apologise to the royal family. It's part of a performance. And this was taken entirely. There's laughter from the audience to somehow suggest that that was a call made from a stage to elicit violence is ludicrous in the extreme.
But why would you not say that then to, for instance,
I'll tell you,
Katie Amis?
To be honest, Anton, we are here and we're doing exactly what this whole kind of manufactured outrage has been set up to do. We are into now day 8 of speaking about kneecap. We're 62 days into a siege of Gaza. There are babies that are born and dying within hours. And you're talking to me about the context of something when I can give you specific examples of actual MPs who called for deaths.
You're not their
manager.
So when Katie Amis raised her concerns, given that her father had been, Tory MP David Amis had been killed, you apologised to her. But as I understand it, the band's apology was for her taking offence, not for there being anything wrong in what was said. Is that right?
Absolutely not. It was unequivocal. The statement and said that they deeply regretted any hurt caused. And that's an absolute genuine apology.
But why not then explain to her that context rendered it moot?
Because if you go into explaining context, then you're distracting from a person's hurt. You have to accept that they felt hurt. And I feel that that would be not realistic and not reasonable to say to somebody. You've got to respect where they're coming from and their own hurt. Trying to explain it was out of context to them, to me, is unfair. I can explain it to you. This idea that kneecap as a band with their, like, we're talking about gigs with tens of thousands of people. You really think that the aim of kneecap is to go and elicit violence? It's ludicrous.
Well, here's what Katie Amis had to say subsequent to the apology.
The police need to do a full investigation and find out why they said it, if anybody is now planning on acting on it, how many people they said it to. It needs to go through the court system, the justice system, because it is a crime. So the reason that people are now considering cancelling their concert is because they don't know what they're going to get up on stage and say. And if you're going to get up and say such dangerous, violent stuff, then who knows if somebody is going to act on it or not. So that's why people are now questioning. And it's just a terrible situation to be in. You know, this isn't a joke. It's not a game. This has happened to real people. Real people have lost their lives in the most terrible, awful way imaginable. So when you say something, it has a consequence. It doesn't matter if you said it in 2023 or 2025.
She doesn't seem to be satisfied with the apology.
To be honest, Anton, we've offered and we're happy to, you know, and we said back to some of the media, no one's contacted. The lads are happy to talk to that lady. The lads are happy to meet with that lady. The lads are happy to apologise to that lady. Do you know what? You know what? Actually, the kneecap have not hurt anybody. There was a hurt here that was caused to somebody emotionally. As I said to you, why has all of this emerged? You've got to focus on this. Why this has emerged, and I've said this on several radio shows already, kneecap went to Coachella, and kneecap said at Coachella, facts about what are happening. It was mislabeled and misrepresented by Sharon Osbourne as they went there, and I think she called it hate speech. There was no hate speech at Coachella. The lads went over there, and they went to a place, and you know what happened as a response? All of this. And the reason for it is that what the lads did over there was they demonstrated to the world and to the people at Coachella that the young people of America do not want to be complicit in genocide, that they have empathy and sympathy for the Palestinian people and they're not willing to accept. We are now 62 days into a siege and you've played for me a quote. If I can just play a quote for you. Jonathan Withall, who's the UNOCHA director, said yesterday, "What is happening in Gaza defies decency. It defies humanity. It defies law. It is an assault without limits. Nowhere and no one is safe. And the people are telling him they want to die with their family. Their worst fear is to survive alone." Why are we not speaking about that?
This radio station, this program, my program, have spoken at length about the issues in Gaza. The reason we're speaking to you is because you're the manager
kneecap. It's getting worse.
And you are involved
it is getting worse.
A fairly significant public backlash to comments made about the murder of Tory MPs.
This has been driven.
And about support for Hamas. As to the latter, what about the sentiments of Up Hamas and Up Hezbollah?
Once again, the lads are saying during a performance, they have said it very, very, very clearly in the statement, if you go back to the statement, that they do not support Hezbollah or Hamas. Now, what I would say to you is, can you understand?
Did they say Up Hamas and Up Hezbollah?
Can you understand, right? The lads come from a post-conflict society. Can you understand, if you're an ordinary person, kneecap should not need to speak about Gaza? Macklemore should not need to speak about Gaza. Carlos from Fontaines DC should not need to speak about Gaza. We have elected representatives in this country included who are ignoring their responsibility under international law.
Did they say up Hamas and up Hezbollah?
You've seen the video and I wasn't there present. I can tell you something. I've been to hundreds of kneecap gigs. Hundreds. The only person who's been to more kneecap gigs than me are the band, and I've never heard them say that. And you can ask, you can put out to your listeners.
So you believe they didn't say it?
I wasn't there. I've seen the video and you've seen the video.
Well, you're their manager. Did you ask them?
I've spoken to the lads and the lads have said that they clearly do not support Hezbollah and do not support Hamas. And
But do they deny saying up Hamas and up Hezbollah?
This moral outrage that you're bringing to me, Anton, here is absolutely...
Bringing you no outrage, I'm asking you a question. Did they say up Hamas and up Hezbollah?
Right. Do you support the actions of the IDF?
This is not a question about me. This is a question about the band that you represent. And I ask you again, did they say up Hamas and up
Hezbollah? I've seen the video that you've seen and I'm going to be trying to speak to the lads, but I haven't spoken to them already. What they've said is that they do not support. And what you need to understand here really is that what we have a situation here where we have the worst crimes in our lifetime. And you're saying that you've already spoken about that. The show has already spoken about that. We're here to speak about kneecap. It's absolutely outrageous. We're 3 months into a siege. You know that in the
which again,
March,
we have covered extensively. And again, the reason that we're speaking to you is because you're the manager of kneecap. And what I'm asking you is, in the capacity of being 8 days into this controversy, did you at any point say to the band that you manage, did you say up Hamas or up Hezbollah?
At what point do you take your moral obligation? Listeners can already see through that this is a manufactured outrage. The British public can see
you
that.
You are the manager of kneecap.
You have a responsibility as a person with a national platform.
Will not be stopped in asking a very simple question until I get an answer.
I will not be stopped in saying to you, you have a national platform, Anton.
If you're going to keep cutting across me, we're going to end the interview.
You have a national platform here. And you have a responsibility.
What is the answer? Did you ask the band, did they say
I spoke
up Hamas
to the band
or
and the
Hezbollah?
Band have told me they do not support Hamas and Hezbollah.
That's
and
not an answer to my question.
Well, you answer my question on this.
That's not how this works.
You
I'll
have
ask
a national
again,
platform here.
Did you ask the band that you manage, did they say up Hamas or up Hezbollah? Simple question.
You are serving to drive a news agenda that is about three young people from Belfast who are doing everything they can to highlight a genocide. And your response to that is, we've already spoken about that. You're here to speak about something different to that. What I'll say to you is that in the month of March, a siege began. On the 3rd of March. You know, in the month of March, a couple of other things happened.
At the heart of this controversy is an accusation that your band said up Hamas or up Hezbollah. All I'm asking is, did they say it?
And I'm telling you, that's not the heart of the controversy. Why did the videos emerge? Can you tell me why they emerged? How did videos from 18 months ago emerge that people are now outraged by? Can you tell me that when there was thousands of people at the gig? Can you tell me why 2,000 people at a gig didn't report to the police that there was incitement to cause hatred? Can you tell me why they've emerged now? I'll tell you why they've emerged now. Because the lads have the bravery to speak about what's happening. And when you say to me...
And when they spoke about what was happening, did they say up Hamas and up Hezbollah?
I've answered your question on that numerous times. The lads have said they do not support Hamas or Hezbollah.
That's not the
answer
to the question.
And I've said to
you... The question is, did they say it?
You have, right, a national platform here. And time again, people hide behind Commissioner Naman. We rightly do not hear the opinion of Vladimir Putin on the airwaves. Do you know why? Because his opinion isn't worth hearing. But we hear the opinion every day of Benjamin Netanyahu, who is wanted for international war crimes. In the month of March, okay, a siege began. In that month as well, President Trump posted an AI-generated video of Gaza as a Trump town with gold images. In that month, 1,000 Palestinians were murdered. And you know what else happened in that month? The Taoiseach said to Donald Trump, "I welcome the focus and energy you have brought in the search to peace."
Okay, well, it's evident that, I don't know why, but it's evident that you won't answer the question that I'm actually asking you. So maybe we can go to a different area, which is the impact of Coachella. Where does the band stand in relation to its visa and accessing a visa to perform in America now?
We have a visa application in, and whether or not we get that visa is immaterial to what the band stands for.
And why was it that the visa was lost?
The visa wasn't lost. The visa, you have a sponsor and a visa, and our booking agent decided to not sponsor the visa any longer. It's just a simple procedural thing.
So it was the booking agent giving up on the band. Was that it?
No, it wasn't the booking agent giving up on the band. Booking agent decided that they were, and it wasn't. It was a mutual decision. We spoke to the booking agent. The booking agent spoke to us, and we decided that we don't want to work with that booking agent any longer.
As a function of their reaction to what happened at Coachella?
No, we were already having discussions before Coachella. And that was reported as well. It's been widely reported. We had a discussion with them before Coachella.
So it wasn't the events at Coachella that caused the loss of the visa?
You'd have to ask them that. We were looking at making a change of booking agent and we decided to change.
But sorry, as the manager of kneecap, it is your position that it was a commercial agreement between you and them that ended, but rather than a fallout from
Coachella. Booking agreements don't even contain contracts. They're the loosest arrangements in music. They don't actually even contain a contract.
No, but all I'm asking is, how did that one come to a close? Did it come to a close as a function of Coachella, or did it, as you are saying, come to a close just as a function of normal commercial operation?
You said, we don't want to do this anymore. To a couple of things. I don't think it was directly linked to Coachella.
So in relation to the Metropolitan Police investigation, what have they said to you about that investigation and how it's likely to progress?
They haven't said anything to us. And I think the whole world can see that that's politically motivated. The whole world can see that. I gave you examples that you tried to dismiss of actual MPs calling for deaths of actual other MPs, and you tried to say that that wasn't the issue.
Put words in my mouth. Well, I simply asked you a question, I think up to about 8 or 9 times,
Anton,
You've interrupted me so many times. Just let me go back to one of those, because it's critical.
This is absolutely critical when you talk about the police investigation. The example I gave you of Frank Hester, who said that she should be shot, right, was not made in front of a performance. It was made in a private room, reported on by The Guardian. Kemi Badenoch's response to that was, and I'll quote for you, it was trivial. The country needed to move away. It didn't matter to the public.
Let me try one more time. Did they say up Hamas?
I've told you already that the lads have said that they do not support Hezbollah or Hamas.
Thank you very much. That is Daniel Lambert, who is manager of the rap group Kneecap. We'll give you a shot at the cash machine.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.